Here's an update on a story we're following this morning. President Bush is defending his strategy in Iraq. The president gave a speech today at the U.S. Naval Academy. He said Iraqi troops are increasingly taking the lead in battle. Mr. Bush acknowledged some setbacks, said patience was required, but argued that his strategy is succeeding. The president acknowledged that the war in Iraq had provoked fierce debate at home.
I know that for our men and women in uniform, this debate can be unsettling. When you're risking your life to accomplish a mission, the last thing you want to hear is that mission being questioned in our nation's capital. I want you to know that while there may be a lot of heated rhetoric in Washington, D.C., one thing is not in dispute. The American people stand behind you.
One person who has been questioning the president's strategy in Iraq is Senator Russ Feingold, Democrat of Wisconsin. He's on the line. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
What was your impression of the president's speech?
Well, the president's using the same old slogans, and he's wrong. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm not in Washington. And it's here in Wisconsin where people are extremely concerned about the president's inability to figure out how to have a real plan to finish this Iraq mission in a positive way and bring the troops home. To me, the problem is this document he issued today is entitled National Strategy for Victory in Iraq. What it should be entitled is National Strategy for Victory over Al-Qaeda. He has become confused about who attacked us on 9/11. He thinks Iraq is somehow the be-all and end-all of our national security and of the fight against Al-Qaeda, but that's just wrong.
Let's talk about, if we can, ways to end the war in Iraq successfully. The president has said he will not set a timetable, what he called an artificial timetable, to get out of Iraq. You've called for the setting of a timetable. The president says that would give a victory to terrorists. Why would it not?
Well, he's the one who is helping the terrorists by refusing to have a public timeline that allows the world to see that the United States is not trying to permanently occupy Iraq. In fact, his own commanders, General Abizaid of CENTCOM, General Casey in Iraq, have both said that our presence there is fueling the insurgency. And the only thing that the three parties were able to agree on in Cairo, the various parties from Iraq, the Sunnis, the Kurds, and the Shiites, was they asked the United States to create a public timetable. So he's ignoring all the good advice.
Although we heard earlier this hour from the National Security Advisor in Iraq, who said Iraqi politicians said that, but the government of Iraq essentially agrees
with the
Bush
administration.
Right, the
government of Iraq that was produced basically as a result of an American occupation as opposed to a general consensus from the country is not the test. The test is what the major interests in the country said. The major interests in the country, the political parties, hey, these are the people that are going to decide the future of the country. If you got the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds all agreeing that we need a timetable, who do you listen to? Do you listen to them, or do you listen to these folks that have a very shaky government that, frankly, was a result, of course, of an election, but also of an American invasion of the country?
Senator Feingold, in just a couple of seconds.
That is a very bad way to ignore the wishes of the Iraqi people, which is they really do think it's time for us to leave.
In just a couple of seconds, Senator, if you set a timetable, do you effectively have to say either we win by this date or we acknowledge defeat?
No, you don't have to get in those terms at all. You just say, look, this is the military mission. We're going to have the military mission until, let's say, the end of 2006. You can be flexible in terms of the timetable if you have to adjust it. The goal is to set out a public image so that people in Iraq and people in America and people around the world know that we're not trying to occupy the country. The goal here is a political one now. We've done pretty much what we can do militarily. We're not helping the situation by having our troops on the ground there in a way that actually allows terrorists around the world to recruit people to come to Iraq to kill us and wage jihad.
Thanks very much, Senator Feingold. Appreciate it. That's Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. You're listening to NPR News.